Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. And in today's episode, we will be discussing the beautiful, exemplary, splendid, remarkable character of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in light of the verses of the Holy Quran and prophetic narrations. Today's topic, this discussion that we have in relation to Islamic mannerisms, we derive all of these lessons from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is our core. So inshallah, today we're going to reflect over those verses of the Quran that explicitly mention the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to his noble character. Otherwise, the entire Quran is praise of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to begin with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 4, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And O beloved, your excellent character is undoubtedly upon a superb standard. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the paradigm of all lofty characteristics, such as forgiveness, forbearance, mercy, generosity, justice, courage, patience, contentment, gentleness, empathy, and modesty. Subhanallah. Within Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is mentioned that, O beloved, indeed you are surely upon a tremendous character. Allama Ali bin Muhammad Al-Khazin Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, this verse is, as it were, an explanation of the verse, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun, that by the grace of your Lord, you are not insane. Why is this an explanation for this verse? Because the praiseworthy character and commendable actions were manifest, were clear from the blessed person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whoever is of such a station, such a maqam, attributing madness to him is not correct. Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman writes, Allah Almighty said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you are upon tremendous etiquette and refinement. Your forbearance and patience are such that this very trait of yours is so grand and awe-inspiring that were the moral excellencies of the world's intelligentsia gathered together, they would not reach even a fraction of it. So who could be more blind than the one who mentions you with such insulting words? Allahu Akbar. So here Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah is via this verse explaining to us that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was on a tremendous character. And furthermore, the scholars of Islam tell us Allah Almighty has mentioned elsewhere in the Noble Quran regarding the beautiful character of our Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the following words. So it is by a mercy from Allah that you are gentle with them. And had you been harsh and hard-hearted, then they surely would have dispersed from among you. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah Almighty sent me to complete the ranks of good character and to perfect the excellencies of good deeds. Subhanallah. Furthermore, Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Hisham radiyallahu anhu relates, I asked our noble mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, about the character of our Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she replied, Do you not recite the Quran? I replied, Yes, indeed. She then mentioned the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Quran, i.e. he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the practical of the theory of the Quran. He was a representation of all of the teachings of Allah Almighty to humanity. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the physical and the practical example of that for humanity. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the noble scholars of Islam have said that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Quran, and Allah has sent down to you the book and wisdom, and taught you what you did not know, and the favor of Allah upon you is immense. Regarding the blessed practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Almighty has said, and indeed, O beloved, you are surely upon a supreme character. From this, it is known that the leader of all of the messengers, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is perfect and comprehensive in both knowledge and practice. Yani, ilm and amal. Subhanallah. Though the books of hadith and seerah contain countless examples of his noble character, here is one huge example showing how even young children were deeply affected by the character of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that they could not bear separation from him. It is reported that Sayyiduna Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu was traveling with his mother to his maternal relatives during the period of ignorance. When Banu Qayn plundered their caravan and took him, selling him in Mecca, Hakim bin Hizam bought him for his aunt, our noble mother, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam married our beloved mother, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha, she gifted Zayd to him. Zayd's father was devastated by the separation and would search for him in tears, reciting verses of lament. Some people from his tribe traveled to Mecca for Hajj, recognized Zayd there, and upon returning, informed his father of his whereabouts. Zayd's father and uncle then came to Mecca with ransom to free him and presented themselves to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, saying, O descendants of Hashim, chiefs of your people, you are dwellers of the Haram and neighbors of Allah's house. You yourselves free captives and feed the hungry. We have come seeking our son. Show us kindness and favor. Accept this ransom and free him. Indeed, take more than the ransom if you wish. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, Is that all? They replied, That is our request. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Call Zayd and ask him, if he wishes to go with you, he is yours without any ransom, meaning you don't have to pay anything, you can take him for free. But if he does not wish to go, I will not compel him, I will not force someone who does not desire to leave. So Sayyiduna Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu, as a young boy, he was called, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, Do you recognize these men? He replied, Yes, this is my father and this is my uncle. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, You know my situation with you. You now have the choice. If you wish to remain with me, then you may do so. And if you wish to go with them, this is also an option for you. Sayyiduna Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu anhu then said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom could I ever prefer over you? You are to me in the place of a father and an uncle. His father and uncle said, Zayd, do you prefer slavery over freedom? Do you prefer being a slave over going with your father, your uncle, and your family? He replied, yes, I have seen in him something for which I can never prefer anything else. Hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam took hold of him and declared, I have adopted him as my son. Zayd's father and uncle were overjoyed at this and they left content. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this very narration how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, his character, even before the advent of Islam, and then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with his young son that he was now looking after, his adopted son, how he treated him before this incident, and how the young boy loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, my dear viewers, in that time, we're having love for the young and respecting them, listening to them. This was something alien to the people of the time. But this was the beautiful character of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that taught us that that individual is not from amongst us who does not show kindness and compassion to our young and does not show respect to our elderly. These were the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but not just in words, but through practice as well. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we see the love that Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is what we can learn as well. How tremendous was the character of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have just heard verses of the Quran, and now we will now go towards those blessed narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that teach us regarding the importance of having good character. So another facet of the grandeur of the noble character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he taught and urged his ummah to adopt beautiful manners. Now let us listen to these narrations one after the other inshallah, and let us reflect over this message. It is reported from Sayyiduna Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best amongst the Muslims is the one whose character is the best. Subhanallah. It is also reported from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a bondsman through good character attains the rank of those who fast by day and stand in prayer by night. Subhanallah. From Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, nothing is heavier on the scale of deeds than good character. Subhanallah. From Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhuma, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three times, shall I not inform you about the person who will be dearest to me on the day of resurrection and closest to me in my assembly, i.e. in my gathering? We said, yes, please, why not, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, it is the one among you whose character is the best. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn just from these few narrations how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not only taught the companions via his practical life, but he also encouraged them. He told them the significance of having good character. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the main reason for bringing this topic here today is so that we can also learn these lessons and implement them within our life. If we look at our society, if we look at our home, if we just look at ourselves, how do we behave with the people within our home or the people of our society, our friends or our colleagues at work? As Muslims, we have a responsibility to portray the true message of Islam through our character. Maybe if we don't even speak to a person, but just by them looking at us, by our character, by our demeanor and our behavior, they should acquire the fragrance of the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our noble prophet. And this is why, my dear viewers, if we begin to adopt these characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our own character, we will most definitely see a revolution within our time. But we all collectively need to adopt these characteristics. It's not enough that one or two people of society carries out these actions and develops their character in line with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but rather all the Muslims, men and women, children, young or old, all of us need to develop these characteristics within us. Being truthful, being kind to the young, being respectful to the elderly, and respecting people of society, treating them well, not causing them harm, being truthful, trustworthy, being honest in trade, having such beautiful character that shows gentleness, that shows love and care, showing sincerity in all of our actions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we begin to reflect over these points, inshallah, we will begin to realize what it truly means to be a Muslim. Because today people look at our apparent state and they make a judgment upon Islam. And if we are not representing Islam truly within our homes, first and foremost, and then within society, then we are causing a harm towards the religion. And we should always make sure that we are never causing any harm to the religion, knowingly or unknowingly. May Allah Almighty enable us to remember these points and act upon them as well. There is a very beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Almighty guides us regarding the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has been beautifully mentioned, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Surely there is for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent example. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this very narration, it is cited in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. The summary of this verse is that within the life of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exists the best method to follow, one that deserves to be emulated and obeyed. For example, during the Battle of the Trench, the Muslims faced extreme difficult circumstances. The disbelievers of Arabia suddenly set out with full numbers and military in order to attack Medina. While the Muslims had very little time to prepare and lacked sufficient manpower, food became so scarce that they had to endure hunger for days on end. At that very time, the disbelievers of Medina broke their pact, and their treachery made matters even more severe. In such difficult conditions, the master of all the messengers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, presented a splendid example at every step. He stood alongside his devoted companions, upon all of them Allah Almighty is pleased. Personally, took part in digging the trench, in removing soil and dirt with his own blessed hands. He also broke any rocks or huge stones which were coming within the way, and the companions could not do so. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was a part of the whole process alongside his companions. When provisions were short, he endured hunger like his other companions. When some companions tied a stone to their stomachs to press down upon the pangs of hunger, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, led by example by tying two stones to his own blessed stomach. And despite the intense cold, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remained there for weeks in the fields with his noble companions. When the enemy attacked, he neither panicked at their numbers or military strength, nor did he lose hope. Rather, he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remained the very embodiment of determination and courage, continually encouraging his noble companions. Allahu Akbar. When news came that the Banu Qurayza had broken the covenant, no frown appeared on his noble face. Even when the hypocrites began seeking various pretexts to flee the battlefield, he did not turn away. With steadfastness, he faced all circumstances, showing firmness and bravery in battle, ensuring and enduring the hardships with patience and fortitude, sparing no effort in supporting the religion of Allah Almighty, until Allah Almighty's divine help descended and the armies of the disbelievers were defeated. In view of all of this, my dear viewers, the Muslims were told, O believers, follow the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The one who will accept this is he whose heart holds true fear of Allah Almighty, remembrance of Him Azza wa Jal, hope in Him Almighty, and awe of the Day of Resurrection. And my dear viewers, it is very important to note here that although this blessed verse was revealed on a particular occasion, but its wording is general. Beyond that situation, it commands following the pure life of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all those matters which are not exclusive to him. Dear viewers, this verse and the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have just heard remind us regarding how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always there for his companions, leading by example. And this is a very beautiful trait, and it is the most important trait for a leader to have, to not leave his companions or leave his people or subordinates, but to be with them through their difficult times and through times of happiness as well. In another place of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty commands the believers to obey the Messenger, and not only obey him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but to obey and follow him in his teachings. Allah Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, whatever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he forbids you, refrain from it, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah Almighty is severe in punishment. Thereafter, Allah Almighty also says in the Quran that, O beloved, say to the people, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Thus, my dear viewers, it is known that the truly successful life for all of humanity, especially the believers, is that life that is lived in following in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We pray to Allah Almighty that Allah grants us the ability to reflect over our current situation, look at our life today, and how we can take steps to improve our noble character, make our character noble. And if we are currently blessed to adopt good characteristics, we pray Allah Almighty grants us sincerity and steadfastness in this matter as well. My dear viewers, as Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our perfect role model. We do not need to look here and there. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our example, and if we hold on to his blessed teachings, we will not go astray. I pray Allah Almighty grants us all the ability to remember what we have heard today, to act upon these accordingly, and may Allah Almighty enable us to reform our society. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.